There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. Mike, we mentioned this late yesterday before we start getting into the Dogs and more on the Falcons as we're live at Flowery Branch. Guys, you'll hear from Coach Raheem Morris coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Great stuff from him today talking about this team and the makeup of it. Kirko and the receivers, all of that stuff's on the way. But we mentioned the Braves are going to at least start the season without Ronald Acuña and Spencer Strider. I think they're preparing us to not expect them to be ready. If they're ready, then we may see them. But by telling us this, we don't expect to see them. And our hopes are not up to say, hey, opening day. And by the way, we open with the Padres. I know, you know, the World Series is over, and we're wondering how the Braves are going to kind of reinvent themselves, Mike, from the pitching standpoint and what this rotation is going to look like. But Alex Anthopoulos down there in San Antonio mentioned this with both guys. And so I'm putting that out there. I don't think they know the exact timetable, but you say they're not so that the fan base is not like, what the hell, where's Strider, where's Acuña? Right. And if it's a month into the season, I don't know, then there's no promises. And I think that's important.
Right, but how does that affect big picture? Do you have enough resources on your roster? Are you going to tweak it? We talked about some of those guys which we acquired, which seemed to fit. You know, Laureano, you could do a lot worse. Do you keep those guys around because you know you're going to have to cover for extra time that Ronald's maybe not going to be until middle of May? And Strider, really no idea when that's going to fly. We did find out yesterday, at least from Mark Bowman from MajorLeagueBaseball.com, that Nathan Eovaldi could be maybe in the crosshairs for the Braves, which kind of fits the shopping with a Groupon approach that Alex takes, or trying to find tremendous value potential turnaround like Ronaldo Lopez and certainly what Chris Sale was.
I'll tell you what I'm hearing about Acuña, by the way, because, Mike, we've discussed this with about, you know, the DH. We know Ozuna's going to be the DH. But will they limit him coming off of this injury? And I'm hearing that Acuña is looking good and his recovery is going well and that there are no expectations that he will be limited. So if that's the case, then that means you're running him out there in right field every day, right? He's going to be your everyday guy.
Right.
Okay, when he gets completely healthy. That's what I'm hearing right now. Again, his injury happened on May 26th, guys. So you're talking about spring training in February. You get to April. Mike, by May 26th, you know, that would be a full year. And this is not an Achilles. This is an ACL.
Right. That timeline does match up.
It matches up. So I just want to put that out there. I know a lot of people are like, how are they going to use him? What's going to be different? He's only 26, guys. He's 26.
Yeah, but again, you know, the second knee and the and I know that a lot of folks feel this. I don't know if this has been discussed. It won't happen this year. We won't do in the summer league or the winter league baseball down in Venezuela and all that. But, man, I'm worried. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. You can't guarantee either Spencer Strider or Acuña where they're going to be necessarily.
No, and I think we'd be foolish to even attempt to think that Strider's going to come out and he's throwing 100. Right? And he's just striking guys out and giving you 9 a game like he was at one point. I'm going to take this day in and day out, but there's no reason to believe with their injuries and proper recovery that they won't be back to themselves. And if that's the case, then we're going to be in good shape, especially if we make some good moves. All right, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We got a lot coming up here this hour. Guys, we got to talk about the biggest difference between Kirby Smart and Lane Kiffin. That is on the way. Also, we'll talk about what the College Football Playoff Committee said last night, because Ward Manuel, he's the committee chair, explained why Ohio State was put over UGA. We'll let you hear that as well. Let's talk some dogs. So, Mike, Aaron Murray was talking about Carson Beck. We love Aaron Murray. He's done great things since leaving UGA and obviously in the broadcast world. But this is what he said, and I want you to hear this for dog fans, because Mike and I, and Mike's been on this week saying, look, they're not going to win it, and talking about the chip if he continues to play this way. Aaron Murray, what's the deal with Carson Beck in your estimation?
You cannot force footballs. This is something he did not do a year ago. And I talked about this last week on a different show. Was a year ago, I praised Carson for taking the check down, getting the balls out of his hands, taking completions. And him and I talked about this last year before the season. He's like, I watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers. And what I learned from him is eliminating guys down the field and just getting the ball to my playmakers in space. And it seems like this year there's been a, hey, I need to push the ball vertically down the field. Hey, I need to show that I can throw the ball in the tight windows.
Don't force the ball.
But isn't that coming from his coach? I mean, where's Bobo in all this? Bobo played the position at a high level. I mean, where's communication, you know, disconnect coming? I mean, you know, and he's played it. Like, he's been in the Georgia program for four seasons. He's been around elite. He's seen Stetson Bennett. He knows what Kirby's want. You know, believe me, he knows. And it always seems like I'm getting sick of watching the Georgia Bulldog fan. I know Georgia Bulldog like boosters are of Carson Beck mistake. Kirby comes over. Give me a hug.
Yep.
Okay, let's not do that again. I mean, dude, either you can't. All you're doing is killing your draft stock right now. Because you're making bad decisions which don't equate to the NFL, if that is part. No, because everybody's got a theory. And, again, I always love the angry guys on Twitter. He's a damn Lamborghini, and he's, I don't know what he's doing. It's like, whatever, man. He's a college kid, but he is a semi-pro. I get that. But he certainly should be better than all those picks. In a million years, if we said, remember early to start the season, Heisman Trophy finalist. Well, Heisman Trophy finalist ain't going to have double-digit interceptions.
Right, right. Yeah, the Aaron Murray thing sounds so simplistic, guys. I mean, right? But he's not doing it.
Take what they give you, you know. But and there's other stuff underneath. Randy Mack talked about it, and I will say this: if you notice, after the picks, Bobo did kind of force everything to be more high percentage and underneath.
He did
against the Gators.
Here's Carson Beck also talking about this, and I think this is interesting. Talking about, you know, playing in the system, and then, you know, having to do more, play within yourself. Here's Beck. Oh, it's Aaron Murray. I apologize. This is Murray talking about playing within the system. Go ahead.
Carson has gone from what I would say a year ago was playing within the system, being a quote-unquote game manager, to now feeling like I have to be an all-star. I have to be that first-round quarterback. I have to make all these elite throws every single play instead of, like yesterday, where the plays just come to him. When the play is there, he makes it. There's enough plays in a football game, and Bobo is going to give you enough opportunities to make big-time throws down the field.
That's okay. Great take. I like that. And, you know, we talked about the game plan against, you know, Texas, or I should say against Alabama. And certainly in Texas, it was basically the same kind of plan. It just, he got away with it against Texas. He didn't get away with it against Alabama.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it, Mike. And will he get away with it against Ole Miss? That's the question, if he's going to play that way. I'm with Aaron Murray on this. Play within the system. Don't force the football. And allow this thing to come together instead of trying to be a Superman. Let's talk about the difference between Kirby and Lane Kiffin. And this is interesting, Mike, because Kirby still believes in roster building and recruiting. He still champions high school recruiting. We know that. He's all over the state. In fact, he's all over the country. You always talk about the Kirby chapter.
Right.
But the thing that's going on with Ole Miss is, Mike, they brought in 26 transfers this past cycle. So Lane Kiffin is saying, look, we're winning, but I'm going to win through the portal because I can't do necessarily what Georgia and Kirby's doing.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The holidays are all about sharing with family.
meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And it just comes down to your philosophy. And I think a lot of coaches, look, say what you want about Prime and Colorado. Guys, they went to Big 12. They're going to the playoff.
Right.
And they could potentially do that by running the table. He brought in 43 guys this year. So your philosophy, Mike, is either I'm going to do this through the portal, which is what Lane does, or Kirby, I'm still going to recruit high school kids. We're going to develop them, and we'll be good down the road, and we'll be good now. I think that's a huge difference, and it's why Georgia's been good for as long as they have.
Well, FSU is a cautionary tale. Will this come back to blow up on Kiffin? He still is getting the recruits. He's still getting – recruiting is still a component, but again, he is probably the most successful now that Norvell has completely, absolutely flatlined, that he is the best as far as getting the rest from the portal. Kirby's got the balance. You augment it with the right guys. We're seeing the wide receivers finally, you know, having some input now and having an impact. But to me, it's just, you know, Lane Kiffin, what do you think about Kirby? You know, Kirby, you know, he just head down, does the job. Lane's always running his mouth, can't avoid the sound bite, can't help himself, even if it means, you know, ticking off Coca-Cola by crapping on Coca-Cola on the podium. There's always something. One thing, though, I found some – I did a deep dive. I was saving this for when we do the picks coming up later in the week. But Ole Miss, they won 11 of their last 12 in Oxford.
Yeah.
Generally in November, the games go under, and there should be some weather, potentially some weather with the tropical storm Raphael coming in. So running the football, which gets us back to not having potentially Trevor Etienne. We'll get more clarity on the rib injury. But, you know, ribs, man, that's really about either wearing the big puffy jacket or how much pain can you take.
Agreed. And if you take another shot, you know, how does that affect you the rest of the game, even if you want to stay in there? Kirby did say, by the way, that Lane Kiffin has done an incredible job of getting talented players. And he said, you know where it's noticeable is defense. They're big, they're powerful, they're disruptive, they're fast. So Kirby giving props to the defense. But I just want you to realize, more than anything, this is why Ole Miss cannot sustain the success. One year they win a 9 or 11 games, the next year it's 7. And you go, well, what's the deal? Because they're not building it the way Kirby is going about building it. Fundamental difference in philosophy. It's working. And if Lane, you know, Mike, if they went out or something, right, and, you know, people won't complain about it. But I just think if you want to be good every year, you got to have those guys on the team and in your pipeline that says, hey, we recruited this kid, we're going to keep him, and he's going to be good for us down the road. And I just don't think you can go in the portal every year and do that.
No, and you know, they've got the best pass rush. Now, again, some of the teams they've gone up against are pretty suspect, and they had big leads so they could pin their ears back. But Ole Miss does get after the quarterback. I think Georgia's got to get for Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart's one of the best passers in the league. Speaking of, like, stock rising right now for the pros, he's leading the nation in passing.
Yeah.
And Trey Harris has been out the last two games, their best wide receiver. So if you look at the game, Jalen Walker, Mykael Williams, be the force multiplier and the difference maker you were in that Texas game where you just basically got after it. And I think if you do that, then Georgia can win. Only a 2.5-point favorite, by the way, in this game.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Can I hear Lane Kiffin talk about Carson Beck before we get out of here? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up in less than 25 minutes, some guys the way, and also he has changed his look. Find out what we're talking about in less than 10 minutes. Where is Lane Kiffin on Carson Beck? Here's what he said about the Georgia quarterback.
It's a good problem to have. To me, you have a highly talented quarterback like him that can make all the throws and has thrown some picks. You just got to work through that part, and still you got a great quarterback. Versus some people around the country say, okay, well, they protect the ball, but the quarterback can't make the throws. So it's a good problem to have. Like I said, these guys scored 30 in every game and are extremely talented.
Yeah. I do agree with Lane, despite the fact that I have my reservations about, how Carson's playing. You're still scoring a lot of points if you're Georgia.
52-17 last year in Athens. So is this offense, I guess the question, are they that much better than they were last year? Is it still the same, although you're at home? So home is worth 3 points. Can Georgia just do the things we just talked about and control the passing? Because Jackson Dart's not like Jalen Milroe. I thought he was going to pick him up, put him down. You can get him in the pocket.
Coming up, will a change with his look help him and the team?
Yes.
We'll talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Flowery Branch. Thanks to Coach Roth for stopping by. You'll hear what he had to say to us and what he thinks about the Saints coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, we're going to talk about what Matthew Bergeron had to say. The mind of an offensive lineman is different.
Right.
And they operate differently. But all of that is on the way, and some guy talk as well. Lots of discussion today about the College Football Playoff Committee and their decision as well last night to kind of rank these teams. Remember, the rankings and the seedings are different. So as you're watching this play out, it's going to look weird because, again, they're projecting, like, for example, Georgia to win the SEC. And that's why Georgia was ranked one of the top four teams, because whoever wins the SEC is going to be one of the top four teams. And then it's a matter of, okay, what's it look like? Who's number one, two, and three? Either way, we'll get back into that
as
well.
It's very BCS-ish.
It is. It is. Yeah, yeah.
For you youngsters, there was a thing called the BCS. And it was imperfect.
I agree.
In a nutshell.
Mike, real quick, because I don't know if you buy into superstitions with sports. I mean, everybody's got their thing, right? Guys, we've heard over the years, wear the same underwear, or the same socks. So Kirk Cousins was asked today about his beard. And he said after the Philly game, one of the staff members was like, hey, beard's 1-0. And he said, I decided to keep it. So he's letting this thing grow out.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about it when we had him in studio last week. But, yeah, I just figured, well, he's got a mighty manly beard growing in there. But, yeah, and then he was asked about it with the media today and said that his wife apparently signs off on it. She really digs it. So he's going to ride with it. So it's kind of like an NHL playoff beard, except we're not in the playoffs yet. It's just a nice, good mojo. Now, the beard didn't help against Seattle, but the other games, it certainly has helped out. But we're on a nice run. We're 6-3. He's on pace to match his typical back of his baseball or football card in this case. So good for Kirk. It's a very macho manly look. I like it.
Yeah, it is. Kirk Cousins top 5 in yards passing. Obviously Baker, Lamar, Joe Burrow's all of a sudden just blown up the last few weeks,
right?
Throwing touchdowns but if you look at the overall numbers as far as Cousins is concerned, the one that stands out to me, Mike, it's not the touchdowns thrown, because that's going to get to where it needs to be. It's more about the QBR, right? It's about the rating and how good he's been in these games. And so, for him, that's kind of what I'm looking at. And then when he's on, right, the lack of turnovers. I mean, for example, Lamar Jackson, guys, this is why we keep talking about MVP. 20 touchdowns, 2 picks. Lamar has been unbelievable.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, right now, I mean, like, we love Kirk, and obviously things can change, and he can improve upon those numbers he's put out there. But Lamar Jackson has taken an MVP season. He's on pace to even do better by a long, long shot. And he's making better decisions. And, they're kind of judiciously running the football. When he picks him up and puts him down, it seems to make sense. He's running a little bit less. I don't know if that's by design with Monken, but whatever it is, it's working. And they've added to the equation by getting him more playmakers.
What's crazy is if Burrow's team had a better record, we'd be talking about him. Mike, 20 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's just been great. His rating is over 100. So, again, they've got to win more games. They got to get above 500. But the Kirk thing is interesting. This is something that maybe more guys will jump on, right? As we move through the season and, hey, I'm going to jump on it, and we'll see more guys wearing beards or whatever. That may be the case, because if you feel like we're winning and it's working and we're having fun with it, sometimes those little superstitious things become something that a team buys into.
Hey, our buddy Mark Raimondi from ESPN, speaking of Kirk Cousins, had some interesting little factoids about Kirk. And it was kind of interesting that, we talked earlier in the season, it didn't look anything like the Steelers game. Needless to say, it didn't look anything like what we expected this offense to look like, for a number of reasons.
Right.
Kirk, as he told us last week, there was a timeline he'd be able to do certain things, but he would finally get back to be able to do everything a year away from the injury. And that's where we are now, after Halloween weekend came and went. But basically, when he's under center, according to like the factoid nerds, basically it's going to be play action. So that's an unscouted look that they're going to have to address, and maybe sometimes he's going to have to just simply drop back and pass, because sometimes the defense will start to key on some of those things.
Yeah, it was what we talked about in the Steeler game, where he's in the pistol and you're limiting yourself with the types of plays that you can run. When you're under center, you are more have more of an ability to run a variety of things. And that's why that Steeler game looked so weird. We were basically run right, run left.
And he really had to kind of reach to make the extension for the reach play. It just didn't look natural. You're like, oh, crap, his Achilles isn't right. Yeah, according to this is from Next Gen, Cousins has used play action on all 30 of his dropbacks when he's aligned under center. So if he's under center, there's going to be play action. So I don't know if that means that everyone just assumes it's going to be a fake. So I don't know. That'd be something for Zach Robinson to look at, where maybe he's under center, but he comes out and it's a quick hit, wide receiver screen, or a slant, something like that. I don't know. But you just don't want to get to where you're predictable or people can see tendencies.
Yeah. And I think the play action's working because we've been able to run the ball. I mean, Bijan, you do that enough in a football game early, teams have to honor it. And right. And so, you know, Mike, if you're a guy that's supposed to play the run and you see Bijan get the fake, you're rolling up in that hole thinking he's got it, and then all of a sudden it's Pitts or whoever down the field.
That's why we kind of felt this was a work in progress. And now 2 weeks in a row without an interception, the 500 yards and the great game, both games against the Bucs, just amazing. Bijan, to your point, fourth in the NFL all-purpose yards.
Yep.
He's creeping up on the 1,000-yard mark right now. So everything, knock wood, is clicking. The only thing we didn't learn out today, and we'll talk more about this in the Falcon Report, and you'll get more from the coach, and you'll hear, as you mentioned, from Bergeron, is looks like Pitts has got a hamstring again.
I'm sorry?
Looks like Pitts, and is that a contributor to why he only had one target and one catch last week? The practice information came out, and some guys got days off. We'll go through the whole thing in the 5 o'clock hour, but Kyle Pitts is listed limited participant, hamstring.
All right, we got to do some stretching exercises. I mean, for real. Like, we're going to have to figure out a new stretch or something. I mean, like this can't be something that's hampering him the entire season.
I'm not telling the man how to work out. We all have to do the stretch. You remember in high school football?
You got to stretch.
One leg over the other. Hey, I walk. I got to stretch out for 10 minutes.
You got to stretch, man.
Get a stretch, Joe. But, yeah, Kyle Pitts with a hammy. And we talked to Coach. He seems to think Drake's going to go, but Drake was limited today with that hip injury. So, you know, if Kyle's got a hamstring injury, Drake's dealing with a hip, all of a sudden now we're starting to get limited with our options, even though it is the Saints and all the crap that they're dealing with right now.
Yeah, and again, I'm not going to tell you we don't need them. I've been saying this. But I'm not risking them with knowing what's coming. And the way things are going for us, we still have many games to win. But, guys, we're going to go to the playoffs. It feels like we're going to win this division. Have to be a catastrophic collapse and things and other things out of our control that would have to happen. But at the end of the day, Mike, I don't know if I want to risk them knowing that that is still the ultimate goal. And so if that means they don't play this week, and again, I'm not saying that we've heard nothing, but I also know, like Grady, you mentioned the Grady comment. These guys want to play.
Yeah, Grady was asked about his Achilles. I'm ready. I'll be there. So, you know Grady. Grady, I mean, I love him. Old school. And it's funny because I got a text, and I guess we got the one member of the DeAndre Hunter fan club hit us up on the text.
What'd he say?
Oh, here we go again. What do you mean? Here you go again. DeAndre Hunter is a zero in high tops. And I said earlier, if you missed it, I said, here, Grady. He's not 100%, but he's going. And DeAndre Hunter, where's your pride? DeAndre, when you drag that Gillette across your face, what do you see when you look in that mirror? Where's your pride? Sorry, I morphed it like a little bit. I bastardized any given Sunday with other things there. But you get the idea.
It's a lot going on. Hey, man, hit us up, 404-726-0929. Hawks in action tonight against the Knicks. We'll talk more about that. That game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll take you all the way up till 7 o'clock. But before we get to that, Mike, we got some guy talk.
Hey, man, Travis Kelce's got his big brother when it comes to smashing punks' phones.
Okay.
And is Abe the most annoying person in the world? The producer from our radio station.
Hold on, let me think about that. Yes!
Further proof, I'll tell you about it coming up in Guy Talk. Yeah, buddy. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. See, I threw a curve at you. We're live inside our Ticketmaster Studios up here at the branch. You hear what Coach Ra had to say? We asked him, as best he could tell, why we don't get no players at trade deadline. No, I didn't sound like that when I asked the question. Also, we're going to hear from Matthew Bergeron, guys, one of our favorite linemen who does a great job. That's coming up in the 6. All right, so yesterday, we get off the air at 7 o'clock, and Abe, who you hear, and again, Abe does a great job producing Andy Rande, and you hear him and Chris rotate as nighttime hosts on 92.9 The Game. But if you've heard us over the years, we joke around that Abe has a very loud voice. And Abe, he just doesn't have an off switch. And I know because I drive Carl crazy because I will talk too much too, but at least I know I talk too much. Last night, and we've talked about this off the air, I said, I'll put this on the air real quick, just because Carl was there and Chris was there too. We're usually when we come in the studio, all right, at the end of like the previous show shift, it's like the last 2 minutes.
Yes,
like Andy, Randy, like so. I sit where Randy sits. Carl sits where Andy sits. If you're following at home, and so Randy will move his stuff out of the way. We can plug in our headphones, so that when the sounder starts the promo and the intro, we're good to go.
Correct.
Abe comes in 15 minutes before his shift starts.
This is true.
And loiters, hangs around.
Yes, he does.
And he's got to make small talk. You know, we just want to wrap up the show, reset the headlines, you know, get to our, you know, clear our throat. And he's the pop, 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 pop. So then, last night the show ends, and, you know, we just want to get home. You know, it's election night. We got things to do, place to go. And so whatever sports argument, it might have been about the Falcons not making a move at the trade deadline.
Yes.
And then Abe, and like we're just chatting, okay, I leave the studio, I got my little rucksack, and I'm walking down the hallway, and Abe follows me and continues to talk. As the commercial break plays.
Yeah, I was in the elevator by then. I'm hearing you down the hall.
Yeah, Carl, by the way, no assistance at all. He runs.
I ran
out. He ran away. And I'm like, Abe, I go, I'm leaving the building. If you're going to follow me all the way out of my freaking car. Chris, get on the mic. What gives, man?
Well, I will just say this about my fellow producer / on-air compadre. He needs to learn. He needs to learn how to say no. No, Abe, we don't always want to talk about how Vanderbilt has wins they haven't had in the last 30 years.
He's just freaking wearing me out.
I love your brother. You're my compadre for life in this business. Right. But
as a normal human being, generally I interact, I make eye contact when I talk to someone. But as I start to turn my back and the person keeps talking, now I feel like I'm being rude. So now I'm walking backwards. Abe, I'm leaving the building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, this conversation, you can keep talking to yourself. I'm sorry, I just want to share that because I was really ready to choke him out last night. I just want to go home.
It was funny to me. I mean, Mike was like, I'm leaving.
This is where you stop talking and go back in the studio.
Well, the thing is, he may love sports more than anyone I've ever met.
Yes.
Meaning like when we get in the building after we're done with all our show prep, like we'll talk about life. We'll do like some guy talk, like literal guy talk in the bullpen before the show starts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Abe wants to talk about how the Virginia women's team got robbed in hoops last night. That's what he wants.
Like
if
if Abe came in the studio and you said, Abe was like, what's going on? And if I said, what's going on? Oof, I just got the parts, man. I'm putting up a ham radio set tonight. He'd do 20 minutes on a ham radio.
He would.
You know, whatever. Whatever. You know, I was just reading up on Stegosaurus. Oh, Stegosaurus. You know? he's like not a jack of all trades. He's like a ten of all trades.
He is.
He's got to have like a little bit of knowledge about friggin' everything. Anyway, sorry, that's my rant. The only other thing that drives me even crazier
than Abe?
No, then it would be the kind of people that that Jason Kelsey got involved in. I finally got a chance to listen to their podcast. I was watching it this morning on YouTube, and it was pretty funny on the New Heights where it was cool because you could tell that, you know, Travis was kind of consoled Jason. Say, look, the kid's a jackleg. Forget it. You know, we already apologized on Monday Night Football if you didn't see it. It's like, dude, everybody in the country is pulling for you. And he says, I know everything's weighing on you, brother. That blanking sucks. He goes, you shouldn't feel that much, man. Obviously, the scrutiny and the media view it. He goes, it's nonsense. He goes, they're going to make a big situation out of it. The real situation, you had some blanking clown come up to you talking about your family, and you reacted in a way that was defending your family. And he said, basically, the way that 99% of people in America would react to that.
I agree. And I didn't need an apology from him. Again, if somebody walked up to your face and said, your brother is a blank,
right?
I think you might have a reaction as well. And, right. And some of you are like, oh, I wouldn't react that way. Okay.
Well, you know, again, you got the patience of Job and tremendous self-discipline. But as we said on the show the other day, it's like some guys, it just, and I said this, as a guy who runs his mouth, when I run my mouth, there is a chance, 1 in 10, perhaps 1 in 5, someone's going to return fire. So just be prepared if you're going to run your mouth. To sit there and just kind of like, what? Who's walking over to me? I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that night in Vegas. Remember I called you at the craps table? Should I tell this story? Is the statute of limitations worn out? It's been like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. Which
when
one?
When I smacked the two guys' heads together?
Oh, yeah. That's been a while.
Well, no, Chris, I'm just saying. It's like guys are running their mouth. I'm walking up to you, and you got your hands at your side. I'm like, what am I supposed to say? What am I, Gentleman Jim Corey? Put them up?
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember that. Yes, that's been over a decade.
That's why I love this guy. He always answers the phone. He's always got bail money. Anyway, so just be careful out there.
He's like, are you in jail?
No. But security security at the Hard Rock, seriously, not there. You know, there's got to be a statute of limitations.
No, there is.
Chris, you hadn't heard this. Have you heard this one? Anyway, kids mouthed off. And anyway, I had a situation. And I grabbed all my chips, ran to the cage, and then security got me at the cage. Like, we need you to stick around here because there might be some situation.
And they wanted to look at the tape.
And so the security guy was like, shh, you know, the earphone. Oh, they just want an apology. I'm like, that's it? No cops, just an apology? I'm like, okay. I'm like, hey, man, sorry. But the kid was, why is he not? He goes, so is that, because we come from the prize fight then. He goes, so is that your only suit?
Yeah.
And then the security goes, we're done here. Because even they were like, you know what?
Jerks.
Jerks. So, yeah. So that's where I always would err on the side of the Kelce brothers in the situation.
Lesson learned.
Thank you. Hey, man. See, I cleaned that story up a little bit.
Yes, there's much more to it.
The only thing that aggravates me more than Weisenheimers that aren't going to defend themselves are bicyclists in the way. Now, in all seriousness, we got to be careful because NHL lost some players.
Yes, it is.
Because people are so let's be honest, that guy was a drunk driver and it was a tragedy. But the reason I bring up bicyclists is that we had an incident going to the Falcons game the other day where some guys thought it'd be a great idea to have the Peloton over there on Whitehall, south of Magic City, as you've got a bunch of people trying to get to the Falcons game. So blocking a lane of traffic, not going to get a lot of empathy from the motorists.
No. Not on a day where you expect heavy traffic. Right. That's the thing.
I'll say this too real quick. Yeah. If you live or work or drive around Midtown, they have just painted new bike lanes all across the inner city.
Look out. We want our bicycles to be safe, and we appreciate you guys and getting the fitness in. Just, it always seems to be at the worst possible time when you're in a car. Be aware. Okay, speaking of bicyclists, a guy in Portland, Oregon, he is suing Columbia River Fire and Rescue for nearly $1 million.
Wow.
He's on his bike. The guy's 71 years of age, by the way.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah. That should be a limit as to.
I don't know. He's got those little tiny little dentist mirrors on the side of his helmet.
Well, listen. Usually, those guys are not going fast anyway.
Right? Well, anyway, this guy, he's apparently got his headphones in, or he's, I don't know if he's not paying attention, but there's an ambulance coming down the road, and he doesn't see it. Well, anyway, he goes to the intersection, the ambulance slams into the guy. They break his nose, they smash up his bike, and then the good news is you got an ambulance. Well, they take him to the hospital. So a few weeks later, he gets the bill, $1,800.
Oh, that's cold.
Yes.
That's not right.
He was peddling through a tiny town of Rainier near the Columbia River. A big red ride plows into him while they're trying to make a right turn, so I don't know who was right or who's wrong. I'm showing Carl. Here's the picture of the bike.
Oh, they ran over this guy's bike?
Well, again, you're an ambulance.
They ran over this guy completely.
Yeah, but you hear an ambulance.
And charged him?
You got to be moving, man. Driver was going between 2 and 10 miles an hour, heard a thump, then stopped, and then pow. Anyway, yeah, he was pretty banged up. And he is 71, so needless to say, you worry about
the
bones.
Those falls hurt at 71.
Ambulance company sent him a bill for $1,862 after giving him a lift to the hospital. He's now demanding $997,000 for pain and suffering, along with payment of his medical bills.
Wait, how do you go from $1,800 to
$900? Well, he owes them $1,800. Now he's suing them for nearly $1 million. So there you go.
Wow, that's a nice round number.
Yeah. Don't you think? Hey, man, real quick, we got time for one more. We're going to hear the Falcons coming up here and talk more about what Coach Ra had to say to us. Braves, latest financial information. Tim Tucker always does a nice job telling you what's going on with the Braves. I'm one of the guys, I got shares in the Braves Holding Inc., which is their publicly traded spinoff of Liberty. So I guess Derek Schiller was on the conference call explaining how much money they made. $290.7 million in revenue through that last quarter. $273.3 million came from baseball. So some Braves making some nice money.
That's got to be good, right?
No. Once you get done with all the bills getting paid and everything else, it really breaks down to, $6 million.
What?
They've said they brought in, there's a big article, after deductions for depreciation, amortization, stock-based compensation, the Braves showed an operating income of $6.4 million for the third quarter.
From 290?
Down from $15.7 million in the same period last year, even though they had a few more home games.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's creative accounting or everything. We didn't make any money. I don't know. I'm not saying it's a fugazi. I'm just saying, wow, that's initially when I first saw the article, I'm like, well, that sounds pretty darn good.
That does sound good.
And you get to the end, it's like,
Not so good.
Wow.
So I guess there's a lot of overhead.
I guess
owners
so.
Would tell you in running a baseball
okay.
team.
Okay. Well, Mike, I listen, they own all that out there.
That's
right?
That's what I was told.
They're still paying for that stuff out
I
there?
I don't know, man. Again, that's the July through September quarter. Anyway, now you're up to speed. Guy Talk brought you by Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, ale.
By
Go
the
get
way,
yourself some.
By the way, that means you made $6.
So, wow. Well, I paid $75 for Red Deck parking, so I did my part. But anyway, there's your Guy Talk. Go get your Hey Man Ale wherever you get your brew.
Coming up, guys, Falcon Report's on the way. We'll hear from Coach Ra in the 5 o'clock hour and what he told us about their defensive game plan. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live at Flowery Branch.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.